About 35,000 football fans took in MSU's annual green and white scrimmage on Saturday at Spartan Stadium. By many accounts, Michigan State showed a lot to be excited about, and WKAR's Al Martin, the host of Current Sports on TV and on AM 870, was in attendance. Hi, Al.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Real good. It's good to see you. I guess Coach Mark D'Antonio wanted 50,000 fans at the game, and he fell short, but I take it the 35,000 who did attend got quite a show, as much on offense as on defense. What's happening with this offense?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, as far as the offense goes, Mark, well, first of all, like you just alluded to, it was a great atmosphere. Like you said, about 35,000 fans came out to the green and white game. It fell just a bit short of Mark's goal of 50,000, but it was a great atmosphere down there. And as far as the offense goes, when you look at the offense maturing, that's what really I took away from that game for me, Mark. Connor Cook emerging now. It's really the guy that's the leader of this team. You know what I mean? He led them to a Rose Bowl championship. He passed for over 300 yards when you combine both the Big Ten championship win and the Rose Bowl championship win. So he's the solidified number one guy now, and I think he's starting to assert himself. And D'Antonio echoed it in the presser afterwards that right now he's emerging to the leadership role, and other people are trying. The team is following him in that role.
Okay. What about the defense?
Defense looks, I tell you, Pat Narduzzi and this defense, I tell you, year after year after year. We were just talking before we came on, Mark. They just keep churning out guys who are game ready, you know? And for me, what really stuck out for me were the interceptions. Curtis Drummond, Demetrius Cox, both safeties who had picks. Then you look at the three corners, Darian Hicks, who led the team with six tackles, Ezra Robinson, who was a great guy who had a great game as well, Jermaine Sumnan. They're all competing to replace Darquez Denardo, who, of course, was the standout corner last season, the top corner in the entire nation. But even though he's gone, you got guys who can step right into that role. They looked solid on defense, Mark. I'm not too worried about them.
That's really encouraging. And the defense is forced a lot, it appears. Five interceptions, five sacks, four broken up pass plays. Did the coaches seem pleased?
Oh, very, very, very pleased. Very pleased and confident. If anything that they wanted to see out of that spring game was how they approach the game, if you will. If the effort was there, if the energy was there, if the mental focus was there. Because right now, D'Antonio knows he has a lot of talent on this team. Coming off a Rose Bowl win, what he wants to stress is how this team handles success. That's the biggest thing for him. No complacency coming into this next season, because it's easy to do that after having the success you had last year.
Is there a weak link on this team?
For me, Mark, you know, it's tough to point out, looking at a spring game, because it's a spring game. Let's remind the folks that, you know.
There was a lot of silliness in the stadium.
Oh, a lot. You had Sparty running for a touchdown, for goodness sake. So let's not, you got to take it with a grain of salt at the end of the day. But if you look at the team overall, the body of work of this team, what you saw in that spring game, both offensively and defensively, for me, if I had to choose a weakness right now, Mark, I would say the tailback position. Of course, you got guys like Nick Hill and Jeremy Langford who could come in and give you, you know, yards here and there. But how consistent they will do that is definitely the question mark for me. And, you know, the tailback position wasn't an area of that had to be stressed last year because Cook was so great down the stretch in games. But if anything, I would like to see how their run game matures as the season goes on.
Are we going to see more of Damian Terry, not at the QB position?
And speaking of running, exactly, that's a great segue into that, Mark, because Damian Terry, he shows you what he can do on the ground. He had a rushing touchdown on Saturday. He's a guy who can make things happen, not necessarily through the air, but when things break down, he can get out of the pocket, get you a first down here and there, and possibly in short yardage position in the goal line area, he can get you a few touchdowns. So definitely you'll see Damian Terry, maybe not in a throwing capacity, but definitely using his legs.
You know, tight ends have not been one of the stronger areas of this team recently, but it looks like we're rebounding in the tight end with Jamal Lyles and Josiah Price.
They looked great on Saturday, Mark. I mean, those two, it's amazing what spring practice can do for you, because these are guys who, even looking at last year, you know, when you lose a guy like Deion Sims, I mean, Deion Sims, during that entire run before that adjustment period came last season, I mean, he was the bread and butter of that offense sometimes. And losing him to the NFL, there was a big question mark last year on who would step up. But looking at Josiah Price, I mean, he really impressed me and showed shades last year, but really impressed me in the spring game with how he looks as far as his physicality goes and his comfortableness out there on the football field. He looked great. I think at tight end, he's going to turn some heads.
Sounds like a fun afternoon at Spartan Stadium on Saturday. Al Martin, the host of Current Sports on WKAR Radio and Television.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Al.